Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
Welcome back to The Takeaway. Todd Zwillick filling in for John Hockenberry today and tomorrow, here with Celeste, of course. Well, unemployment, 8.2% across the country and stagnant. You know that. Well, political history strongly suggests that that's bad news for the reelection hopes and the incumbent, President Obama. But here's the twist this year. In many of the swing states where, for better or for worse, presidential elections are decided in this country, the economy is doing better than average. Think about states like Michigan, Ohio, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin. These are all places with Republican governors, many of whom are running for reelection on the idea of how well their state's doing. So you can start to see the conundrum for a GOP governor there. Even in light of Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker's overwhelming victory this week in his recall, it prevents a very muddled picture and an interesting picture for November if you're a Republican governor. Listen to Michigan Republican Governor Rick Snyder right here.
We have a different philosophy in Michigan than the rest of the country, and I call it relentless positive action. We basically have a philosophy where we don't blame anyone for anything, we don't take credit for anything, and we just find common grounds and solve problems. Because we have so many solvable problems, and why not focus on that instead of, you know, spending time on divisive issues?
No blame, no credit, really? Does Michigan have politics? Think about governors like Scott Walker, Wisconsin. We mentioned him. Bob McDonald of Virginia. John Kasich of Ohio. What do they do? Well, joining us now is Dr. G. Terry Madonna, professor of public affairs at Franklin and Marshall College in Lancaster, Pennsylvania, right in the middle of a swing state. Hi, Terry.
Hello, Todd.
Always good to talk to you. Your guy, Tom Corbett, is a Republican. Now, he's not up for reelection, right?
Correct.
Okay.
Correct.
But you're still an expert because the principle holds. Let's look at Pennsylvania, and then we'll move on to the other states. 7.4% in Pennsylvania, where the national average is 8.3%. So just by that crude average, there's one swing state that's doing a lot better. When you're a Republican governor in a state that's doing okay, what's your best tactic here?
Well, I mean, some of these governors still have problems. I mean, Governor Corbett, for example, we have a Franklin and Marshall College poll out yesterday, job performance low 30s. Go over to Governor Kasich in Ohio, job performance 40% positive. That's, in fact, lower than the president in those swing states. Part of the problem is that they've insisted because they have to balance their budget, and these states have had billion-dollar deficits to cut popular programs. So in many of the states, they're looking at cuts to higher education, to basic education, to a whole variety of human service programs. And in the polls that I've done in Pennsylvania, fairly typical of these swing states, voters don't want these programs cut. Now, they don't want to increase their taxes, Todd. No, you know, don't raise sales taxes,
sure,
or income taxes. But I think what's put these governors in their own states in a conundrum, as you accurately point out, is the fact that even though unemployment is lower, they have to do something that the president and Congress doesn't have to do, balance a budget.
Yeah. So,
and that means cutting popular programs.
And so if you're a Republican governor, you gripe about the president and Congress, in this case probably the president, running up deficits because they can. But you can't because 49
exactly.
states have balanced budget requirements. You have no choice but to make the hard choices.
That's right. Now, these governors do face serious problems with pensions, with health care costs, and they're grappling with paying off the federal government. You know, they borrow money for unemployment compensation funds. They have, I mean, and we're talking about billions that these states owe, you know, as this recession has lingered on. So they're all in a funny position about how to handle the economy and their own state's budgets, and that's driving much of what they do. And one of the big takeaways, I think, out of Wisconsin is, and one of the problems that, as a political scientist, I have with recall, not against voters participating, but the fact is, look how divisive that got. There ought to be a better way, you know, to solve the problems without having the kind of vicious, vituperative recall election that we had in Wisconsin. I don't think that's a good way to solve problems.
Well, let's listen to John Kasich, former congressman, current governor of the abject swing state of Ohio, where the polls are close, talking, sort of giving his take on why the state is actually doing pretty well.
What we're doing in Ohio is we're moving from a basic manufacturing economy to one that's diversified, including energy and healthcare and agriculture and IT. I mean, the fact of the matter is Ohio's coming back because we set a clear path. We cut taxes. We balanced our budget. We got credit upgrades when the whole rest of the world, including America, was being downgraded.
Okay, so there's one Republican governor's spin, I guess. Now, you mentioned
That's right.
Kasich has budget-cutting problems, but he's also there taking credit for the things in Ohio that are going pretty well. Ohio's at 7.4%. The national
average
is 8.2%. Does that sell across manufacturing states, do you think, Terry McDonald?
Yeah. Well, here's the key. The key is that all of these states, and Pennsylvania began its diversification in the 1980s, is that these states that were committed to these old heavy industries, coal and iron and steel, you know, paint, glass, lead, these industries that made us, you know, a modern economy 100 years ago, it no longer work in the same way. And so what governors are trying to do is to find ways, working with the private sector, to diversify their economies. And they're all at various stages of that. Michigan probably less than Ohio in my state. And the key is, of course, they're going to take credit for it, but the key is to do this without getting themselves in such political problems that they find themselves unelectable. Remember what we're talking about here. We're talking about governors who won in 2010 in the best year for Republicans, maybe since the 1950s, when they certainly you have to go back to 1994, another good Republican year. And so now they have to figure out a way to balance the budget, but also to have programs that don't cut off aid to the folks who need it. Those programs are very popular. At the same time, they spur private sector growth. And that's look, their job performances are still not great.
Yeah.
I mean, they're below the president.
Yeah. The challenge, Terry Madonna, of blaming Washington for the stuff that's bad. I'm a reporter in Washington, as you know, and I keep hearing the refrain, he's made it worse. But when things are a little bit better and you have to try to take credit, boy, I call it yoga politics. It's a little, you got to be flexible in this game, don't you?
Yes, you do. And the other thing is that you have to make your case and make your arguments. In my state, Governor Corbett is a little more passive than some of these other governors, and we'll see how that works out over time.
Well, Corbett's not up, and I should point out that Barack Obama's up by, what, 12 points there, Terry Madonna, in the middle of Pennsylvania. That's G. Terry Madonna, professor of public affairs at Franklin and Marshall College. We call it FNM in Lancaster, Pennsylvania. Terry, thanks.
Thanks for having me.